Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Lamed Tes. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page Kuf Pei Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 374. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Svina, a boat, Imhi Yosheves Bekarka Hayom, if it is sitting and resting on the ground of the sea, the Eino Shata Klal, it's not floating at all, it's not moving, it's just sitting there in the ground of the sea, Mutter Li Kaneis Bo, you are allowed to enter such a boat on Shabbos. V'imi Kshura Kiminag Asvinos HaUmdos Banamol, if it is tied up like a boat or a ship is normally tied up by the port, Afal Pishi Shata Pneamayim, even if it is floating on the water, so it's not sitting in the ground, it's actually on the water, but it's tied up, so Mutter Li Kaneis Bo, you're allowed to enter that boat as well. So the Mechaber tells us two boats that you're allowed to go into on Shabbos. One is a boat that's sitting on the ground. It's actually under the water, in the ground, the bottom of the boat. So it's not going anywhere. Number two is a case where it's higher up. It's a regular boat on the water, but it's tied up well. You are allowed to enter these two boats on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Hey, the Eino Shata Klal, the first case where the boat is sitting on the ground of the water, it's not floating at all. Aval Im Shata. But if you have a boat that's both not tied up and it's not in the ground, so it's just floating around, it's in the water regular, utterly kanes basvina, you cannot enter such a boat on Shabbos. V'chein b'mavar shekoren fram, and so too a mavar called a fram, which refers to a ferry, you also cannot enter it, mipnei denira kishot ba'atzmo. It looks like you're swimming. So included in the gzeira of not swimming on Shabbos is not going into a boat that is floating on the water in a regular fashion on Shabbos. If katan lamid vav, on the top line of 374, mutterli kaneis ba, you are allowed to enter such a boat. Va'asr l'chol adam laharim, it's asr for all people to be sly, to be tricky. Li kaneis lishon besocha. So you're allowed to enter such boats on Shabbos if they are stationary, they're in the ground, they're resting on the ground, they're tied up, but you're not allowed to travel if you enter such a boat on Shabbos, you can't travel on that boat, only if it stays in its place. So you can't be sly to go into the boat and then fall asleep on the boat. V'yodeya sheha'inu Yehuda yolichenu me'evra hasheni b'Shabbos. You know the guy is going to come on an hour later and take the boat across the sea, so you can't go try to be sly, go on the boat on Shabbos, which you are allowed to do, but then go to sleep and have the boat travel, because you are not allowed to travel on the boat that you entered on Shabbos. V'afilu socha tchum. Even if the guy is going to take the boat to an area that's still inside the tchum, it's still us, so you can't be going on a boat on Shabbos. V'ayin simin reish mem chesiv gimel b'hago. Look in the beginning of Chela Gimel and Reish Mem Chesiv Gimel and Ramah. The imnichnas ba mi erev Shabbos. If you entered the boat before Shabbos, the kona sham shvisa, and you were kona your shvisa there, meaning during the whole Ben Hashmashas you were in the boat, so that's considered your position for Shabbos, shari. Then you are allowed to go traveling on the boat. The su have kebeso, because then it gets a din of your house. The eno nira achakach kishat. It doesn't look like you are swimming. So when you enter a boat for the first time on Shabbos, so then it's part of the gzeira of not swimming, not be floating on the water, whether it's with your body or it's on a boat, it's going to be usur. But if you entered before Shabbos and you made that boat into your makom shvisa before Shabbos, even if, as the Ramah says over there, if you go off on Shabbos and go back on, and then the boat travels, that would be okay. That's not part of the gzeira that it looks like you are swimming. V'afilu yolichenu chutz latchum shari. In that case, even if the boat goes past the tchum, it's still going to be permissible, because again, you are still within the four walls of where you were kona yershvisa. Umikomokom oser lotzes misvina lesvina. In this case, when you were in the boat before Shabbos, and the boat traveled outside the tchum, which is okay, you can't go and switch to another boat. Derak besvina rishona mahalech eskula. Only the original boat that you started Shabbos in, you're allowed to walk freely around the whole boat. Kevan sheshavas ba'avir mechitzosel mibod yom. Since you rested in the airspace of the walls of that boat from before Shabbos. Ula el besimin reish mem ches. Earlier in Reish Mem Ches, ula kama besimin tof dalet ve tof hei, mevur kol prate hadinim elu, all these details are discussed. Echad hayo lo chov gadol eitzel ove gilulim. A Jew was owed a lot of money by a certain guy. V'noda shul chole. You found out on Shabbos that this guy that lives across the water is very, very sick. and you're worried he's going to die, you're going to lose the money that he owes you. Aser lo lahaskir svina katana lalachas etzlo. You are forbidden from hiring a small boat to take you there on Shabbos. The lo bari hazeka. It's not clear that you're going to lose. Number one, the shem lo yamos. Maybe he's not going to die, and you can collect your debt after Shabbos. O yitzave lefroa. Or maybe even if he dies, maybe Hitaka commanded one of his yorshim to give you the money afterwards. So it's not clear you're going to lose out. So that's not grounds to be traveling on a boat on Shabbos. That's even if you're going to stay within the tchum, it's still aser again, because you're not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos that is moving around in the water. Magen Avraham Kosav. Magen Avraham writes, even more machmir, da'afilu bari hezeka aser, even if it's for sure a hezek, you know he's dying, you know he didn't tell any yorshim anything, your vada going to lose the money, it's still aser to go on the boat. Da'afilu l'dvar mitzvah aser, even to go on a boat on Shabbos for dvar mitzvah is forbidden, ayin simen tofrei should gimel sivav. Now we see a more lenient shita. Ubechai Odom Klal Memdalad Oschav Kosov. The Chai Odom writes, Tim Tsarach Lavor Bemavar Lemitzvah Overis. If you need to go on a boat to perform a mitzvah that's going to be lost, the Efsher Beinyan Acher, and there's no way to perform this mitzvah, the Chain Mishi Yeshlo Chov Eitzel Ovegilulim. And so too writes the Chai Odom, if you have money owed to you by a goy, Vu Bari Hazeka, it's clear that you're going to lose out on this money, in Lo Yavor Beshabbos Besvina, if you don't go on a boat on Shabbos, Efsher Shiyesh Lismoch Ulahatir, it's possible that you can rely on the lenient shitas and be lenient. Ach Keshu Chutz Latchum, however, if the place where you're going for the mitzvah or to get your money from the goy is outside the Tchum, Nirish She'ein Lahakel Klal, it appears you should not be lenient at all. The Ayin B'Shar Tshuva B'Simen Zeh U'B'Simen Reish Mem Ches. If you look at note number 38, he writes, Ulam L'Tzorech Tfila B'Minyan. In terms of catching a minyan for davening, the Shaar Tzion writes later on in Tav Reish Gimel, Sha'aser, that is not grounds to go on a boat. Achein L'Tzorech Tkia Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah. To be able to hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Kosav B'Mishabura later on, She'im E'ev Shar B'Yanach, if you have no other Eitzah, so Mutter Lasos Kein. The Mishabura says you are allowed to go on a boat to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah if there's no other way. U'lagabe Mitzvah Sukkah, when it comes to performing the Mitzvah Sukkah, the Mishabura says later on, She'esh HaMekhilin Lavor B'Svina, in Meshita Idenachri, some say you can go on a boat if it's being led by a guy. Many are machmir. And finally, Mishaburis of Kadal Amidzayim, the other way that you can go on a boat on Shabbos, besides it being resting on the ground under the water, is if it's a regular boat that's floating, but it is tied up. Vitzaruch Shie Kesher Kosher Birosho Ha'echad Basvino Ubashini Bayabosha. It has to be tied up well. One end of the rope is to the boat, one end of the rope is to the dry land, and the boat is not going anywhere. That is the second time where it's permissible. That concludes Simin Shin Lamites, and Misham tomorrow. We'll begin a very important Simin Shin Mem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.